Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history with stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Hutterites. This is for my history teacher. She doesn't know much about us, even though she grew up nearby. Her school didn't teach about Hutterites. And not every neighbor feels comfortable driving onto a Hutterite colony. We don't have gates, but it might feel a bit scary, kind of like me walking into the Shoppers Mall for the first time, just before Christmas. Here's my paper, Where Hutterites Come From. I'm Samuel Waldner, 14 years old, living on a colony beside Turtle Mountain. It was 600 years ago in Europe that farmers got so angry with their rich rulers that they started a peasants' war. Due to poorer weapons, more than 100,000 peasants died. A large group moved to a place called Moravia, where they felt free to start their own community with their own rules, growing food, doing pottery, tinsmithing, and other handy things. They refused to ever fight in a war again. We're Anabaptists, which means we're Christians but aren't Catholic or Protestant. We believe there should be no rulers over our congregations, that every person in every colony has the ability to find God. Everyone is equal before God, so no one should be rich and no one poor. We own our property in common. Because of a popular teacher, Jacob Hutte, we became known as Hutterites. Our language is Tyrolean, which originated in Austria. Due to their reputation for honesty and good quality work, our people were accepted for about 100 years, but then the Moravian rulers chased them east into Romania, Hungary, and Russia, where they joined the Mennonites, also Anabaptists, to enjoy religious freedoms granted by the Russian Tsar, like managing our schools and refusing military service. We did well until 1870, when Russian rulers canceled our freedoms. Hutterites heard that farmers were wanted in the Dakotas, so we moved to the U.S., where we again enjoyed religious freedoms. But 45 years later, during World War I, the Americans told our men they had to fight. So we asked Canada to grant us religious freedoms here. About one-third of us moved again, mostly to Alberta and Manitoba. That's a lot of moving and starting over. It's important for us to live as a sharing, loving community, managing our own affairs and following Jesus' teachings of nonviolence. We eat meals communally, but I live with my family. There are daily prayers we can choose to attend. Individually, we don't own property, but by working together, the colony becomes prosperous. But even so, if you take the land the colony owns and divide it between families, each family would only own a quarter section. We're poor alone and rich together, with so many kids to play with. Today we're making rooms and tunnels in a big snowbank. Well, I hope this helps you understand us. Hutterites is drafted for a future Vantage Points story. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.